Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dinah Furchtgott-Roth is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the director of economics21.org. A website that you absolutely need to check out. You will be smarter when you go there and hang out there. She's the author of Disinherited, How Washington is Betraying America's Young, one of her many books. Dinah, thanks again for being here. Dinah just gave us a frightening but an important report on what the Department of Labor, the Obama Department of Labor, is doing to chill the defenses that business owners could create for themselves against unions that they may not want to be in their businesses, but another thing.
Well,
that happened,
and also against anything, even if it's not a union organizing petition, if they hire someone labor advice,
if they just hire for any labor advice, wow,
yeah, yeah,
wow.
Yeah, that's right,
unbelievable. So then he overlay that, folks, that assault. That's nothing less than an assault on business owners, Diana. And you overlay that assault.
And it's an assault on confidentiality. It's an assault on freedom.
A bedrock,
it's an assault on everything we hold dear in the United States
of
America.
Of our society.
Yeah, and the American Bar Association, which has always generally supported President Obama, has come out strongly against
right.
this rule.
Yeah, they've gone too far now. So now comes Elkhart, Indiana, this week. The president went to Elkhart, Indiana. I've been there many times. Elkhart's a beautiful city. Indiana's a great state. I lived there for years, a long time ago. And he goes to Elkhart, where Elkhart is booming, but he's perching himself in Elkhart, Diana, claiming that Elkhart is a model for the rest of the country's economy. Even though the Elkhart economy is doing great, their unemployment is down, and they got a lot of good jobs there. But the irony is, he's in a state that is operating in cross purposes to everything that he holds dear. It's a
exactly,
right to work state.
Yeah.
They balance
right
their budget. Their taxes are low. This state does everything opposite of Obama economics, Obamanomics, and yet he goes there to claim victory. What's wrong with that picture?
It's because he can't find a Democrat state to go claim victory.
Why didn't he go to New York or California? Why didn't he do that?
Right. He can't do that because their budgets are a mess. He couldn't go to Detroit.
That's called. That's called.
He couldn't go to Illinois.
That's called without any sense of shame.
Right. Exactly. He couldn't go to Illinois, so he has to pick a successful right to work state. And the interesting thing is, we were talking about union membership earlier, right-to-work states where you do not have to join a union as a condition of employment have created more union jobs over the past 5 years than the forced unionization states.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this? Because companies want to come to these states and locate in them, and these states have created more union jobs and more non-union jobs.
Well, because
they are popular with business.
It proves that employers are not anti-union. They just
right,
want them to
exactly.
be there when they make sense.
Right, exactly, yes. And workers still do have the freedom to join a union if they choose to do
that. That's right. And so.
And economic growth helps unions and non-union businesses alike.
Well, see, unionism is all... The South has got quite a few unions, but you don't hear any problems between the unions and the workers. I mean, the car companies are mostly in the South now.
The problem is absolutely not unions. The problem is the union bosses.
That's right.
The problem is that the bosses who take too much of the members' paychecks in dues, and they make too many political contributions.
In the Democrat direction.
Right.
This is whether we're talking about the UAB, I'm sorry, the UAW, or the the teachers unions or any of the others. They're all the same. So if you don't think President Obama hates right to work states, folks, remember when his NLRB shut down the Boeing plant in South Carolina for one reason and one reason only, because they deigned to open a plant in a right to work state.
That's right. They wanted them to stay in Washington State, even though they hadn't reduced any jobs in Washington State.
That's right. They just expanded to South Carolina. They held them up for like a couple of years, which hurt 2,000 small businesses over there.
Right, exactly. They were trying to make them close down.
Yeah. So, this is an example. And if you listen to the president's speech, I wish we could give him credit for all this, but we can't do it, because he's trying to act like the economy is great. Well, we've got the worst. You can't brag about the unemployment rate, Diana, when you got the worst labor participation rate in 40 years.
Exactly. That's right. Although, let me tell you, the numbers are coming out tomorrow. The jobs numbers, and we will probably see the president bragging about the unemployment rate, even though the labor force participation rate is a 1970s level.
It's a Carter level, folks. It still is. And small business owners, to wrap it up, Diana, small businesses, since President Obama's been in office, small businesses have been above the 44-year average for that 44 years. They've been above that number one month in eight years. All the rest of the time, they've been below that number. Hold that thought. Right back with Diana Frenchcutt-Roth. Economics21.org is the website you need to check out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.